I had a line picked out and everything.
I didn't realize
if
it was
only
going
it weren't for that damn birthmark I have on my penis.
Yeah, well, they'll tell people now they know.
I don't. It was a joke. But I was just saying, you know, people wouldn't recognize me other than that damn birthmark. But no, there is no birthmark. There is no birthmark.
Domino. Oh, yeah, that's what we had for dinner. I was like, why am I getting a charge from Domino's?
You had Domino's for dinner? Oh, because you had a cheat week. Was this because it was your anniversary?
This was our delayed anniversary trip. Yeah. So, and we had a great time. We, like I said, we're going to be posting the tour of the room on our YouTube channel a bit later, but, you weren't recording.
I stuck it in the wrong hole.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
What? I can't hear you. Why can't I hear you?
I don't know. Why can't you hear me? He's looking confused.
I'm gonna go get some tweezers.
This is like that darn Elvis all over again. Adam can't hear me.
I have to go get some tweezers.
Okay. Okay. Well, I said okay, but he can't hear me. He can't hear that I said okay, but I did. I said okay. I have no idea what he has a. Oh, maybe he didn't record himself. No, he recorded himself. It's the damn SD card again. It's what it is. We didn't talk about the chat room tonight in the show. I just realized that. I apologize. But thank you so much, Auntie Scott and Cyclone, Lamont Cranston, VJNet. I think TB was in there earlier. Gary Bearden was listening on the stream. Probably still is. Thank all of you guys for showing up on your Friday night. We realize you have a lot of choices in podcasts. And we'd like to thank you for flying Mix Minus for another week. I bought these two new flavors this week, or last week, of cartridges. One of them is called Cookies, which I assume was Girl Scout Cookies. That's the strain. It's like the weakest shit ever. Just not very, and this haze, about haze, also not very good. See, maybe are they not 1,000 milligram? Is that the problem? It doesn't even say on there. Oh, yeah, it does. No, it doesn't. I shouldn't be trying to read it here because I can't see it in this lighting. Oh, Adam's back. Adam's back. Let's see if the Girl Scouts are lightweights. Yeah, they are. But boy, they can
now
scream.
I can hear you.
They scream at you when you leave that grocery store. They can scream across the parking lot.
Can you hear me?
So still waiting for Adam to do whatever he's going to do with
his
tweezers. And, he looks very concerned. It's like he's trying to puzzle things out. Not really sure what's going on. Yeah. Yes, I can hear you, Adam. I'm just fucking, I'm fucking with you. What?
Oh my goodness. Here's what happened.
Oh, I got to hear. Oh, here's what happened.
So, you know, the Rodecaster uses a micro SD.
Yes.
Well, I have a little dongle thing that's a USB hub, but it also has a SD and a micro SD.
Yes.
Slot.
Oh, and so you put the micro SD, you pulled it from the Rodecaster.
The micro SD fell into the SD card slot. But for some reason, that also caused the audio to fuck up and I couldn't hear you.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what happened. And so I had to, and I couldn't get it out. So I had to go get tweezers to pull it out. And then anyway, because I've lost my, somewhere here, I have an SD, a micro SD to SD
adapter. Yeah.
Adapter. And I play with it constantly and I've dropped it or something. So now, because it's kind of difficult to put the micro SD into the actual micro SD slot because you have to have a fingernail and kind of, because I have to like really jam it in there to get it to click.
Yeah, so the little USB reader I have has, there's the micro SD right on top.
Yeah, I have both, but it just went in the SD slot instead.
Yeah, right there.
So anyway, that's what happened. That is what
happened. That is what happened, Adam. And
but I'm going to go ahead and do these files before we.
Yeah, because we have 7 minutes left until you have to go.
I turn into a pumpkin.
You turn into a pumpkin.
Ugh. It's three files. It's so, I don't know why it can't record everything all in one file.
Well,
I'm sure there's some reason, but let's see.
I don't know. You could ask Rode.
No, I mean, first of all, they probably wouldn't answer me. Second of all,
what are you talking about? When I tweeted that you were having a TRRS problem, they did reply to you on your tweet.
Oh. Yeah, I never got support on that. I just figured it's just one of those sucky things. I've never had a mixer that was perfect with mix minus. I always have a little bit of bleed on any mixer.
Well, are you hearing bleed on me? Because
No, you don't hear it. You don't hear it because A, Zoom and Skype and everything else do echo cancellation. So you're not going to hear it anyway. Actually, but on the recording,
the point of going to original sound is it does no echo cancellation.
Oh, well, but that's you're not hearing yourself back though.
No, because I'm properly mix minus.
No. Wait.
I'm not hearing myself mixed. I'm not hearing myself come back.
No, it doesn't matter what you've done on that end. You'd be hearing yourself back if I had you improperly mix minus right. here, yeah, which exactly. I don't. But when I play something like you, when I played something like
on a
YouTube
different
or something,
channel, yeah.
On a different channel, you were hearing.
Oh, no, it was on the same channel I was on.
On the same channel you were on. But now I'm using Audio Hijack, so you'll hear it because I want you to hear. But I've got you on one and then YouTube on a different one, so you'll hear that.
How have you been? This is the first video since.
So you hear that.
Now. Who's that, dweeb?
I like him. He's cute, and I like his channel.
I don't know. I can't see him.
You know what? Harris Heller is his name. But he focuses on live streaming. The name of his channel is, I mean, I think he's cute. He's not a twink, so you probably won't like him.
You talked about it on your show.
Alpha Gaming. No, I haven't talked about him.
Oh, this isn't the one that you, the digits guy that you went and looked up.
Oh, no, the digits guy. It's Veritasium is the name of his channel. And I literally just learned who he was today.
A question I get asked surprisingly often is Veritasium a real element?
But let's see. No, he does. Well, you know, because I said it on my show.
Yes.
I found his YouTube videos.
Yes.
I find them very interesting.
Well, there you go.
I just watched a bunch of them tonight. Let's see.
Cyclone would like us to know it is not a real element.
Right.
Veritasium. Veritasium is not.
It is not. You're right.
It is not real elephant. And by elephant.
Real elephant?
Yeah, by elephant, I mean element. We did this really weird thing on our Disney trip on Wednesday. Without even really thinking about it.
You know what we forgot to do? We didn't read who was in the chat room tonight.
Yeah, when you went and go found your tweezers, I called people out and I apologize for that. Yeah.
You did a weird thing. What'd you do?
No, without even really thinking about it, we ended up eating lunch inside.
Oh.
At Disney. We didn't even think about it. I mean, we were at the bar and there was nowhere around us at all. And but I didn't even think about it because we wanted to go to the Nomad Lounge and we made walk-up reservations for it. And then they called us back and we went in and had our lunch. And then when we were talking about getting dinner, I was just like, well, there's, you know, we can order from Ford's Garage because they have outside seating and everything. He's like, well, we ate inside at lunch. And I was like, oh, I didn't even think of that.
Maybe he knew and you just didn't. Maybe he was thinking about it, but you weren't.
I am fully vaccinated according to your definition.
Yet.
Well, according to your definition, I'm fully vaccinated.
You are actually fully vaccinated, but you're not fully immune yet. Mm-hmm.
Have I been collecting advanced landscaping ideas from Shay Disney for Adam's backlawn? You know what? I've been collecting landscaping ideas for Disney for my own backyard. I've decided now I'm putting in a pond and it with at least a little water feature in it, like a little small waterfall or something. And I'm putting in a bunch of plants out there to make my yard smaller.
Are you hearing that?
Barely.
Barely?
Yeah, barely. Okay, and it could, and that could be, I'm hearing it through your headphones because your headphones are,
yeah.
No, Disney, you know, the nice thing about Disney's landscaping is I live in the exact same climate zone as Disney. So when I see something over at the Disney parks, it's, I don't have to wonder, oh, I wonder if that can grow where I live or whatever. It's like, it's the exact same climate. So I can grow anything that they can grow at Disney, I can grow here. Now, granted, I, you know, some of their things are very difficult to take care of, and they have people that are trained in doing those things. But as far as general plants go, I feel like anything that they can plant at Disney, I could plant here. Because, you know, we don't.
I feel like that should be I feel like that's anything you can plant at Disney, I can plant here.
Oh, no, I'm not putting fish in my pond. No, so be careful of koi. No, I'm not putting fish in my pond. I just want a pond. I want a water feature. I want a pond. I want to reflect on rippling water. Also, it takes up a good portion of the yard, and I don't have to mow that anymore. I just a pond, a little, you know, not even 2 feet deep, like maybe a foot and a half deep pond, and then a little rock waterfall that's maybe 1 or 2 feet tall. Nothing obnoxious, you know, just 1 or 2 feet tall that kind of circles around and just has.
Are you having a professional put this in, or are you putting it in?
A pond, you dig a hole.
I know, but Maddie and I did that, and we constantly had issues with, I don't know. I just feel like you need the correct filtration and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like it needs to be professional because we constantly had algae and nasty, weird stuff growing in there. And then he poured bleach in it because
that will kill everything. Yeah.
And then it killed. We didn't have any fish on there at that point.
No, but that'll kill that'll kill the vegetation too.
We had no anything in there. And then a bird drank from it after he had poured bleach in it. And the bird fell in also and the bird had like his wing was all like eaten away.
Oh,
and I felt bad and we pulled him out and put him on made a little cotton bed for him and put him behind some bushes or underneath the Japanese maple that we had.
Mm-hmm. Just basically and, serving him up for any cats or wild animals in the area.
Probably. Yeah. He was gone the next day.
You think he flew away. Overnight. He healed overnight and flew away. Yeah.
It wasn't my fault. Maddie's the one that put bleach in the pond.
Right. Okay. There's a good
portion. So when are you doing this?
I don't know, over the next year or so or whatever. I mean, they're coming, today's the 17th. Well, we just passed midnight here. So on Tuesday, the 20th, they are coming to lay my patio. They're coming to build my paver patio on April 20th.
What, are you copying me or something?
How am I copying Brewer? You? How am I copying you if they're coming to...
I've been saying I wanted to get a patio for
The only human being in the world. I also wanted to get a patio because I have to grill in the backyard. I wanted a patio to put my grill on. No, it's just a 12 by 14 patio that they're building right outside of our screened-in patio. So it's an outdoor 12 by 14 space. And then later, I'm going to build a pergola.
We want one of those as well.
Are you going to hang a swinging bench from it?
Probably.
Now you're copying me. Are you going to run a bougainvillea up it?
We hadn't really thought about that. We are going to have a hot tub with a bar that butts right up to the hot tub. So mm-hmm. You can get a drink. If you're in the hot tub, you can sit
my problem is my front yard is covered by enormous oak trees and oak leaves are very acidic and it's very difficult for things to grow underneath oak trees. So it's impossible to have a nice lawn with the oak trees shedding on your yard. Anyway, long story short, I think I'm going to plant clover. So I think I'm going to, because clover will grow under oak trees.
Who plants clover? Clover just comes up on its own.
Well, not here. And anyway, I was going to plant clover and make my yard, my front yard out of clover, because that grows wonderfully under oak trees.
I've got it. We've got to figure out who's going to do our patio so that we can at least get that done this summer. Really want to get that. And then I'd like to get a hot tub.
You know what?
Hi, Sydney.
You know what? It's past time for you to go. So, but I just want to say this very quickly. The jacuzzi tub that we had in the big suite that we were in at Disney.
Yeah.
It was so nice. And I was just like, you know what? I hate that fucking garden tub in our bathroom. I wanted to get rid of it because I'd rather have a bigger shower. You know, we have a smaller shower, walk-in shower, and then a big garden tub. I would rather it be the opposite. I'd rather have a really large walk-in shower and then like a separate room for the toilet or something. You know, I don't need a tub. But after using that jacuzzi tub at the resort, I was just like, you know what? If we pulled out that garden tub and put in a jacuzzi tub there, it would probably help the resale value of the house. Like if somebody was looking at a similar size house and they were comparing things, I think that could tip a scale in one way or another. So it's like, not, my point is like we would get the money back on it. It's not like it would be a swimming pool or something that you would never get your money back. It's like a jacuzzi tub cost, you know, around $1,500. And then obviously you'd have to pay to have it installed, which would probably be another $1,500. But it's like, you know, a $3,000 investment in your master bathroom will eventually come back, I think, at the sale of the house.
Probably. I don't know. I'm getting a hot tub. So Mark calls it a bathtub. He's like, you really need to get your bathtub because you've been wanting it forever. I'm like, it's not a bathtub. It's a hot tub. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I said, we're not going to take shampoo and conditioner and bars of soap out there and take our baths outside. We're not going to do that.
But you could, Adam. That's the important part. You could.
Well, that's chemicals in it. All right. I have uploaded the files.
All right. You know what? Have a fun trip on your 5-hour drive tomorrow. You know that you have the pre-show and the episode of Elvis and the post-show to listen to. So you should be well stocked on Elvis.
That'll last the first hour maybe. Of my trip.
I don't even think it's a 10-hour trip. Hour. I don't even think it's a full hour. And you can listen to the rest of the Bobiverse book that you were listening to.
Well, Mark's going with me, so he doesn't, you know, listen to audiobooks with me or podcasts.
So you're not going to listen to Elvis?
No, I'm not going to, but I wasn't going to say
but
that.
Mark knows me. Mark,
he does know you. That's true.
Well, why wouldn't you? I mean, say, are you embarrassed of?
I'm not embarrassed, but he's not really a podcast listener. So
he knows me, and it's Elvis isn't like a super topical thing or whatever. It's just.
Do you want him to listen to it? Do
sure.
You want me to report back.
You know, I play your podcast for Zach all the time. Okay. When we're
well,
driving.
I'll do that. Well, I'll report back on it next week. I'll get a book report, podcast report.
I would like to know. Okay. I would like for Mittens to listen and then call the voicemail over at Elvis and let us know.
Okay. Well, he's not going to call in, but I'll have him listen.
Good night, Adam.
Good night.
Good night, Discord.